Hey, it's Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning. Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
Hi, this is Andrea, and I'm at my rolling station, and it's uppy, uppy, uppy. It's time for the morning show, and here is your host, Dina Blizzard.
Good morning! Well, Andrea clearly made that video a while ago because both of us were sick, so I'm glad that she looks so good in that video, and I'm sure she looks just as good this morning. Good morning. I'm late. This was as early as I could get myself together, and you're welcome. And I got this thing, and I think it's too dark. I did it for my eyebrows. Do they look like real aggressive? I feel like my eyebrows are like, looks like a lot. Whatever. Like, Dina, why in the world would you do your eyebrows when you're barely awake? I don't know. I just decided. So good morning, Tanya. I know. I don't know. I'm a mess. Let me get TikTok situated here. Good morning. We're back for the morning show. It has been quite a few days, and this is as good as I'm going to look for considering I was sick as a dog, but it is what it is. Hopefully everybody had a nice few days. What did you guys do? Who did you guys listen to? I don't know. Did you just put on an old show? Did you just babble to yourself? I don't know. I know. Thanks. Thanks, Melissa. I am feeling better. I wasn't like blowing my nose all night or whatever. I know. Dolphin lover. I do have what I'm guessing is a bunch of stuff to open for St. Patty's Day, so we could do that. I listened to some podcasts. Okay, good. I didn't have any color in my face, so that's why I put lipstick on. I'm not sure if it's helping, but watch replays. Cool. I was heading to the gym an hour early because I was so bored. So your choices are to listen to this show or be healthy. I don't know. That's a tough call. It's a tough call. I found out I have an ear infection. Oh, that must be painful. I had to watch some old shows during my lunch. Well, I'm glad everybody kept busy. Oh, who sent this? It never tells me who sent stuff. Adorable. So we are now in our, I have to bank it. I love when you guys send me a do-it-yourself kit of things that I have. I'll do it. I don't care. Gives me something to do. It's got all these little things, and I think you put them on this garland. I think it's a garland. Let's just do it. Where's your co-host? She's on the floor. She's not coming to work. She's like, listen, I got caught up in the morning shows from last week that I missed. Good. Today is a big day that we've all been talking about, I don't know, 2 years in the making. So today, I'm going to go buy a car. I've been working on it for a while. Do you think there's directions? Or you think you just put it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Hola, Mooney. So I finally got a credit union to just this. To give me a loan, which is a whole thing. And I'm going to go buy it today. It's in Maryland. Just got back from Ireland. Angela, why didn't you bring this garland back? And it could have been completed instead of me doing it myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. hard day is today? I'll be driving right by your house. Want me to stop by? In fact, I was having a hard time getting to the dealership because it's in Maryland. Di didn't want to take me. I still think she doesn't want to take me. And Brooke doesn't want to take me. I thought, well, maybe they can just drop me off at Missy's and then I'll have people just pass me down. Yeah, I'm driving to Maryland. I just have people pass me down. I was like, I wonder where Gab is in Maryland. Maybe Missy can drive me to Gabby's. Gabby can drive me. I was just going to pass Dina down the East Coast. That's what it was a plan. I was like, I'm going to get a car. And Brooke was giving me such a hard time because she's on spring break. Brooke! She's supposed to have done the dishes. It's not going well. Melanie is like, what part of Maryland? I can pick you up. You know what? It'll just be a pass Dina down to different Wawa's. Be like, I'll pick her up at this Wawa. You drop her off at like that. It's my life. But Gabby is on spring break. See? Maryland, it's like a little over an hour and a half. But it was too far for Missy. I was like, I'm not going to do that to Missy. Missy probably got stuff to do. Yeah. I'm in Southern Maryland, so not so on your way. I know. I could have helped. I'm in Florida for my daughters, but I'm in Florida. Oh, so you're originally from there. It is like one of those rescue chains, Missy. You were the second spot on the rescue chain. I am getting an NX, which is smaller, which I'm a little nervous about. So when we were in Colorado, somehow we ended up in an Audi as our rental car. And I remember being in the Audi and thinking, this is a little small. And then I looked it up and compared it to the one that I'm buying. Same size. I'm a big person. But that's what this is the car I can afford and I'm going to love it. And I'm going to just be big in my car. So it is. It's fine. It's going to be lovely. What city? I don't know. Somewhere in Maryland. I didn't get that far. We need leg room. I know. Well, here's what's so funny. And I don't know of any other, maybe it's a mom thing. I say that it's not big enough for me, but Chris and Wendy and anybody I talk to, they're just like, who else is in the car with you? You're not carting around three kids anymore. I'm like, I have three dogs, but they could fit. I mean, I'm going to mostly just be carting laundry back and forth from the shore. But like, do you have in your mind all the, like, I feel like every time you do anything, you buy a house, you get a car, you're like, well, what about these three kids? What if I have grandchildren? What am I talking about? Does everybody else? I had to be concerned about passengers. What passengers? When's the last time any of you guys were in my car? In my mind, I have a full party. This is so big and I'm just like, hey, I need the space. I don't know, Kezzy, that's what I'm thinking. Mm-mm. Yeah, Missy. When I go to the shore sometimes, I do have all three dogs. But they're not going to be, I told you, no one's allowed in the car. That's the other thing. The car's too nice. No one's going to be allowed in it. Okay. Yeah. How about a custom van with 12 feet long in between the dashboard and the roofs? Is that big enough? I know. I was all concerned about the cargo room for the one vacation I take a year. That's what I'm talking about. You just start thinking crazy. Same conversation about trying to decide on cars. Why? Yeah. I bought a CRV to carry around a non-existent dog. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. It'll be a pretty driveway car. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. So, and I was like, what about when they move in and out of college? I'm like, I only have one kid left in college. Yeah, I'm an empty nester with a three-row Grand Cherokee. Kezia, this is my boy. And that's what I said. Chris was like, Chris, I was all worried. I was getting real nervous. I was like, forget it. I'm not going to get the car. And Chris was like, if you need a big car, borrow my car. I'll take your car. Your car's nice. So my car is nice. So it's a Lexus NX, but it's a plug-in hybrid. So, you know, we're going to see how far I get. I'm supposed to go see my sister, and I'm hoping that I fill my gas tank up one time. Mm-hmm. No, you can't get the charger yet. You have to have the car. You have to have the purchase. You got to put in with the electric company. Da, 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 and then you. But I can plug it into like the wall. It'll take all day, but eventually I'll work on getting the charger. Yeah, I'll show you the color. At 24, I almost bought a Sequoia, an 8-passenger, for when we go shopping. I was ridiculous. I know, right? Why is it you just start thinking crazy when it comes to a car? You're like, I should buy the biggest car I can find. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, look, it's Chris's neighbor. I know. You're like, you know that famous lady from Inside Edition? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and here I am looking for a smaller car, so I don't have to take any extra than the one that I have. Getting ready my minivan, something smaller. Mm-hmm. No, I'm telling you. Because he has his own car, and my oldest is married, and now I'm down to 3 kids left. And it's like having them. I know, it's weird. I don't think you can ever turn mom brain off. I think mom brain is always like, yeah, but what happens? What if my babies have babies, and then their babies have babies? And then one day I had to pick somebody up for soccer practice, like in the year 2076. How will I put them in the car? Hmm? What? In case my son rented an EV and his father-in-law followed him in a gas pickup truck in case he ran out of battery. That's crazy. Ugh. Ugh. The size of a boat. Yeah. To fit her entire senior class. That's what I mean. We're all ridiculous. This is the problem with us. And then you go to Europe. You go to Europe and then the cars are this big. I don't even know how they go food shopping. What are you threading? Kezia, somebody bought me a garland for this tree. And so this is what we're doing today. My aunt has a 15-person van. Exactly. Why? In case she runs into 15 people that need a ride somewhere to the mall. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Laura, I stress over everything. I was about to just call and bag the whole thing the other day. No, nobody knew Chris was going to be on Inside Edition. Yes, it was a surprise to everybody. I would have put myself in the video if I knew Chris was going to be on Inside Edition. So, yeah. No, Chris is famous. I live next door to a famous. I'm going to be the BNC. I'm going to be the BND. They won't even know my name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. People in Europe don't buy groceries. I know, Jen, because they all have like a local cheese shop and a fresh bread shop and a cheese shop. Did I say that already? And a meat shop, a butcher. Like on every corner. Mm-hmm. Best neighbor, Dina. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're all, everybody needs to come up with their Chris name now. Mm-hmm. Because we're all just friends of Chris. Yeah, my husband bought a crew cab pickup truck to haul our grandson. So far, only the dog uses the back seat. Sounds about right. Sounds about right. Okay, now what? This don't look right. Are these supposed to have knots in between them? Did we do this wrong? Is anybody good at stuff like this? What did I do wrong? Do I just spread these out on this one long piece of string? Or was I supposed to cut these individually? She wasn't on Dateline. She was on Inside Edition dancing. What do you think was supposed to happen here? Mm-hmm. Probably should have put the knots in between. We starting all over again. Spread them out. I know, but then they all go jumbled together. Cut them individually. Mm-hmm. Put knots in between. You know what? This was just the first round. I just want to see if they would all fit. Put them on the tree and then spread them out. Were there instructions? I feel like there were instructions. There were not, Shakendra. It just says hanging ornaments. I'm bad at crafts. They are ornaments. They're supposed to cut the twine. I see, Beth. Okay. Once they're on the tree, they'll be fine. Our dog is barking at the framed picture of Ruby in the background. Another orange. Die packed up the other one. It's in a box. So Valentine's right over there. We're not getting rid of it. I got to figure out what we're going to do with it. What if we just put it up like this? What if we make them into earrings? Whatever makes you happy. You know what? This is what makes me happy. Is that Chris? Is that the superstar herself? She is a busy schedule with all of her appearances, but she's been able to fit us in.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, look. Hello, who it is. Morning.
Hello, doggy.
It's the famous lady from Inside Edition.
Well, because of your video.
Yeah, I was like, look at this bee. She on Inside Edition. How did that happen?
I don't know. I think they took a clip of your video.
Yeah, of course they took a clip of my video.
Well, and that's how else would it happen?
I don't know.
People were thinking that Inside Edition was there at the show. They're like, how did that happen? Oh, did you hide, or did you get in contact with them? I'm like, I don't know.
It was so crazy.
It was. It was very, all of a sudden I started getting all these text messages.
Let me get this straight. So Luke, who was in the show and was the star of the show.
Yes.
Me, who took video and works every day in the internet. Neither of us made Inside Edition, but you maybe drinking from her purse during the show and just having the greatest time of her life ends up on Inside Edition.
Crazy.
So now has anyone called you any big producers
for you to be? Mark and Kelly, but we'll see. Kelly and Mark, whatever you want.
Obviously,
call it.
Yes. Yeah. Who's that lady you're sitting with, Chris? My name is Dina. And I have a little morning show that I do. Nothing compared to what Chris is doing. Just dancing.
So funny.
Just dancing around. What did Luke say?
Ha ha ha, that's great. And then, but to his girlfriend, though, I sent the clip to her and I go, I'm so sorry. Like, so, and then I sent it to Marie and Ashley because you could see them in there.
Because
Ashley was like, had I known this was going to happen, I would have done, you know.
I would have done more dancing. I know. Maybe Dancing with the Stars is next.
Wouldn't that be funny if
they see you?
That's on my bucket list. That's a dream thing. Yes. ABC, are you listening? It was CBS, though, Inside Edition.
That was so funny. I was cracking up. And just in case if you didn't know the story, we had gone to see her son, Luke, in the play. Was this the video of the play? Yeah, Jen. So we were at the play, and Chris kept saying, she's like, wait to see the end of the show. It's so good. And her son is the lead, and his video had like 2 million views on it because we posted – his sister posted that. Anyway, so I'm taking video of Luke in the show, which is why we were there. And as I'm taking the video, I'm looking at Chris dancing in the aisle. I'm thinking, this is so much more entertaining. And that's when I started getting the clips of Chris. And, well.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
I have Dina to thank for.
Yeah.
For my notoriety.
Yeah. So best guest we've had so far. She's very shy. So
you hear me every morning dropping off the
shamrocks. Yeah, we were just making some garland. Yeah. How did the clip make it to Inside? Did someone send it? No, Diane, sometimes they just kind of go through the internet and see what everybody's watching. And apparently it was Chris.
You showed up?
The joy in her face. I think, but what is the best part for you? Which part did you like the best? What were you dancing? I have a favorite part.
Of me dancing? Mm-hmm. When I'm just going like this and then...
You were full jumping. You were full jumping in the air like that. That's the best
that is
part.
Thanks to Anthony.
I was going to say, our gym time had paid off. Uh-huh.
I didn't realize I was jumping.
Oh, it was so funny. Yeah. And you had your Mamma Mia shirt on. You didn't even have One Funny Mother merch on.
I know. I always do. Well, today I don't.
Oops. Unless she's
yesterday
famous.
I did.
Yeah.
When I was at the hospital, I had my One Funny Mother pants on.
Okay, that's true. You did. Uh-huh. Remember us when you get your Emmy.
I will.
So famous.
But it was funny. I was watching the Oscars and I saw that Bradley Cooper brought his mom to the Oscars. Okay. So I thought it would be cute if Luke ever makes it that big that he's got to bring me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I feel like I'm a better cheerleader for my future son to actor as Mrs. Cooper is.
So what you're saying is when Luke is up for his Emmy, And they're doing it all, and he wins. You're gonna get up in the aisles at the Emmys,
and I'm gonna go just
everybody.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
It was fun. It
was right there with me.
Fun, yeah. And when they interview Dina, you can tell them about the Invisalign incident. Oh, I will. You know how there's always a scandal? Somebody makes it real big, and then a scandal brings them down.
I'll be on People Magazine. My
name is Scandal. My name is Scandal. I'd be like, she looks real happy, but don't be fooled. She will give you a glass of bourbon with an Invisalign in it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Melanie.
You know, I like to forget that incident.
I will never forget. I'll be on my deathbed and I'll be like, remember when Chris put those teeth in my bourbon?
Not a good moment.
It was hilarious.
That would have been a funny video.
I know. If it was recorded, my face when I was like,
no,
Chris,
but then,
what's in this?
But then
she's
my,
like, what do you mean? I go, is there ice in here?
And she in goes, my face.
No. I go, I don't know. It looks like.
And then I went, boom.
Looks like there's teeth in here. She grabbed it and ran away. I go, what? What? She goes, I'm so sorry. I go, what? What? What's in there? It's Luke's teeth. And I go, I wish there was video of it. And I was like, what do you mean it's his teeth? It's his Invisalign. It was a special glass. And I was like, so if she ever says, I got a special glass for you.
Don't drink from it.
Don't eat that. Yeah.
She doesn't want ice at my house anymore.
Yeah, no. Every time she hands me something, I check it now. I'm like, anybody's teeth in there? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
talking about them?
Talk about what? Oh yeah, no, those are done now. Those are no longer for sale. If you missed it, you missed it. I put an order in last night.
Today's the 13th, right?
Yeah. I put my order in last night. I got to get it in before Wendy sends it. So yeah. I put my order in.
I put my order in.
You
yes.
did you?
I did.
So I'm super excited about my candles. I already know where to display them.
Me too.
I know. You have to sterilize them somehow. Well, she did with my bourbon. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Yeah, and that was a classic.
And I'm going to see you at 10:30?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Bye. All right. See ya.
Go dance somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Dancing queen.
We need you to, yeah.
Oh
no. No, we were talking about so we have CBs for the trip. When we go to Nashville. And I don't know. I think there's gonna be like 8 or 9 of us that'll have CBs. Diana is not allowed on a CB. And so we've been charging. Did I tell you the other night? I was laying in bed and I hear this boop. The sound. And I was like, all right, that's not the microwave. It's not the fire alarm. And so finally I'm texting Dean and Brooke. This is when I was sick and I was so out of it. I wasn't getting out of bed. And I was like, can somebody please turn off whatever's beeping? And then Brooke's upstairs. She goes, it's your CBs. We had put them in the guest room. They're all plugged in. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, I don't know. I think one of them isn't charging right. It just keeps beeping. I go, figure it out and turn it off. But I told everybody, I said, everybody needs to figure out what their handle's going to be. And we're all going to look like we're security, because it's the kind where you can talk into the thing like that. So I'm Kitty Radcliffe, obviously. Chris, do you want to know, do you guys want to guess what Chris's handle is going to be? And then they haven't said anything yet. Yeah, Joey Joe is Shorty. Joey Joe is going to be, he'll have one. Yeah, she's Dancing Queen, obviously. I'm like, anybody got eyes on Dancing Queen? So, all right, I'll see ya. So Dean and Jacqueline, and we said to Jacqueline, we're like, dirty teeth? Maybe that's it. Dirty teeth?
No.
But I'm positive Jacqueline's going to be called some dirty word that has to do with her vagina. I don't know where she gets that from, but here's Tanya's. So actual handle as a kid, I was a farm kid, Little Blossom. Well, that's what the kids are like. What's a handle? I'm like, oh, your handle. That's like, it's like, that's what your name is on the thing. Oh, look at you. Oh, Tanya did such a good job. Hold on. I don't know why my voice sounds like that. I'm still a little stuffy. No, it's my jacket. All right, here we go. All right, so this is what Tanya made. Look at it. The pot of gold at the end of my rainbow is my OFM friends. I feel so lucky to have found friends I just click with at this point in my life. Thanks once again, Dina, for creating this amazing community. I miss lots of friends in my pot of gold, but I ran out of room. I'm missing lots of friends. So that's from Tanya. Aw, look at it. So pretty. There's been a lot that's been accumulating. No, it's my jacket. It's not Chris's. It was just sitting there before. My goodness. People are sending these lovely things. But it's more things that I have to put together. What do I do with this, Pat? Is this for the tree or is this for out front? It's a tree topper. Maybe I can stand it up. I love when you guys essentially send me puzzles. Oh, wait, I can put them together. Hold on. Maybe. There's sticks in here? With no directions. Arms and legs. Tree topper head, arms and legs. Doesn't go together? Okay, here are the pieces. What do I do with him? Do I just stick his head somewhere and then the arms? Well, there's a squirrel there, so. Move the squirrel. This tree. You know we're crazy, right? We're straight crazy. Something wrong with all of us. Put the squirrel in here, obviously. I don't know if this is right, but this is what we're doing. He got arms. There's sticks here, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do with them. What would I do with these sticks? Let's see. Yes, Grumpy Jeff. We do have to plan that. But what would I do with this? All right, it comes with this and this. Tape the sticks to the back. And then what? I can tape for sure. And then just stick it in the tree. The sticks have a slot for the arms. No. No, they do not. Boom, 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 boom. I like doing fun surprise arts and crafts. Stick the stick in the tree. Put a stick to the sticks to the arms and legs and put them in the tree. Okay.
But where is it? It's close enough.
Put a stick on this one. Oh, sorry, cool. Boom. Fun times. Anyway, they don't have little openings on the edge. No. No, it's just fun. Just to kind of see what we could do. It looks good. Yeah. So we'll see. Anyway, so I'm just getting back to work. Things. So if I've missed something, you'll have to excuse me. I know we have a great guest coming up this week, so I'm excited about that. Will there be an Easter tree? I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on at any point. We're kind of freewheeling it with this tree. Oh, look how cute he looks. Look. He got one hand. I don't know where the other hand went.
Too far back? Can you see both?
Oh, he real messed up now. Yeah. That's fun. Thank you for that, Pat. Love it. There's something else here. Something else to put together. I was gonna say somebody just said I sent you Joyce. You're the best, Joyce. Thank you. I got this. This is awesome. This is a cookbook for my fryer. Oh, I've been loving it. Been loving it. I had some soup that I've been eating, around the clock. The leprechaun has some problems. He drunk. Come on now. We could do a spring tree with flowers and stuff. That would be nice. Can't see his legs. They're there. I should have taken more pictures of the Valentine tree too, but Di took it. I did not know she was taking it apart. I'm lucky to have my $5 friends and you, said Fran. Aww. That's from Fran.
Oh, we do such a nice job when we do things together.
So pretty. So pretty. I don't know. I've never seen a May tree. Is there such thing? Do you like pork belly? I don't. Nope. I don't. Know that I do, Grumpy Jeff. I like bacon. But I'm not sure about all of the other things. But I'm willing to try whatever you wanna, whatever your specialty is. I trust you. I feel lucky for my health, my family, my community, a bunch of funny mothers, my pets, my home, my gorgeousness. My apple bottom, my life, my hilarious, gorgeous, smart Dina Blizzard and team, my sons, my fiance loving me unconditionally. This is awesome. This is from Lucy. I love it, Lucy.
My gorgeousness. I love it.
Lucy, that's me. Yeah, my apple bottom. Lucky for my family, Ed, Lainey, Michael, and Jeffrey. I feel lucky for my husband and my three boys, Amy Workman.
A Cinco de Mayo tree. Is it just filled with liquor?
I feel like it might be. This is from Joyce in South Carolina. That's a lot of stamps for South Carolina. We could do a red, white, and blue tree. Filled with tacos. We should do a candy tree. What? We should come up with something that helps people. Oh, Joyce, that's lovely. Joyce said, I'm lucky to have one funny more than morning show in my life. You are the best. Thanks for the laughs. Thanks, Joyce.
Let's come up with a tree where, like, is breast cancer awareness in October? Like, let's pick something.
And then, like, I wanted to do a bra tree, which I know sounds weird, but... Like when Missy, I think she has already left for the day, but when she was on her journey, I got her a gift certificate for Victoria's Secret so that when she went through her journey, that she could go get a nice bra for herself. And she did. She showed it to me. She was like, look what you got me. I was like, oh. Yeah. A booby tree. Exactly. Yeah. Celebrate the day in proper English style. From our Irish family, Bob, Lynn, Corey. Is it Leia, Bailey, and Chase? Is it the Dynans? It's pretty. It's so funny because Di and I...
like a grocery card tree. And then we can find... I know that there's one lady here who does a lot with breast cancer, but we can find a great organization to donate to.
At least the ornaments would be round if we did a booby tree. Meredith sent a bunch of them. All right, lucky to have my BFF, Tracy, her hub, Matt, and girls, Janie, Matt, Gracie, twins, Lacey, and Lexi. I have a home with them. Lucky to have my pup, Luna, and my cat, Mia, to keep me company. Maybe make me laugh and cuddle with me when I'm sick. Lucky to have Dina, Lady Di, Wendy Hoops, and all the friends that laugh and cry with me all the time. That was so nice. Yeah, like a giving tree. I did the penguin and got a picture from her. That was cool. Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice. I know that Missy was saying, and we can even talk to Missy about it too, but she was just saying how the community, when she was going through, like, can you see me? Her radiation, there was like a group that she would go to every week. And it was just a really nice community. And I just remember her saying, like, how activated, you said our last name right. It's so funny because I went to high school with a Dynan. That's why I know, or that's why I guessed, but I could have been wrong. But she said, you know, from the time that she got her breast cancer diagnosis to, it was just like 100% just full on, that they were like boots on the ground, ready to go. And just everything was very like, this is what happens now. And so she just spoke about it so beautifully. So maybe we could talk to Missy to come up with some ideas. Yeah. And then we'll just fill it with pictures of Booby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We could do a Father's Day tree in June, but what do you do with it? What do you know? Just send pictures of your dad and all the great things, the things you love about your dad, maybe? That might be nice. You know, I think Mother's Day always is like a big deal, you know? But I feel like dads always get like the short end of the stick. I'm not going to lie, because you're like, you want a wallet? Like, it's never, I don't know. beer and dad jokes on the tree. Yeah. Good, Meredith. I'm glad you're getting your mammogram. What you call it? It might be nice to celebrate dads in June. Because mm-hmm. a tree filled with random men's pictures wouldn't be weird. What are you talking about, Jen? I always have pictures of random men, and I on a artificial tree at the ready to stare at. You don't have that. You're weird. Dads get all the glory in that her experience, said Lucy. That's funny. I don't know. In some ways, yeah, I'm not sure. This is very packaged. Let's see what's in here. Oh boy, this is like a thing. Let me see. Hold on. This is from Robin Cannon. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh my goodness. Look how beautiful.
It's right in the middle. These are such beautiful
ornaments. I've never been this cool before. I know. A bachelor tree where you just send pictures of bachelors. And be like, who's available today? I'd be like, this one's for Tanya. Just pick it. Uh-huh. Oh, this is so nice. It says, from Dublin, Georgia. My hometown, Robin Cannon, a quiet supporter, she said, love, love, love this family. Y'all have taught me to find laughter in the tough times, blessing and the luck of the Irish to OFM. Aw, thank you so much. I love our quiet supporters. I've never heard your name before, Robin Cannon, but now we will know. It's so funny because there are a lot of people here who don't really say a lot. They just come along and listen and laugh, which we love. But every once in a while, they'll pop out and be like, oh, guess who's here? Like, oh, who's Robin? Who's Robin? Girl, what? We did a great job. Who's from Dublin, Georgia? Robin Cannon. Why? Is that near you, Shakendra? She's been outed now. I know. We do. We have a lot of good people that follow us. So I'm hoping to get back. I don't know that I'm quite myself yet, but, we're getting there. And, I think we invited her to meet us in Macon. Oh, great. Now we need a Robin, another Robin. Are there a lot of Robins? Oh, the Love is Blind reunion is today. It's tonight. We going live? What are we doing? Because I'm in. If somebody's going live, I'm in. If I'm going live, I'm in. Mm-hmm. I am excited for my car. I don't know how I'm getting there. I still have to call Brooke and my mom. I'm a Robin. Look, Shaughnessy and Gallagher. Is everyone Irish? Is every Robin Irish? Because Shaughnessy and Gallagher seem pretty Irish. Cannon, I'm not sure. Now I don't shut up. I feel like I know everyone. Yeah. Another Robin. Look, Woodmancy. Is that Irish? I feel like all robins are Irish, right? I am getting a car today. I know you can't tell by my face. Oh, I married an Irishman. Yeah, you know what? I think all the joy of buying the new car has been sucked out of me. I'm actually hoping that me getting in the car and driving away from the dealership and getting icky dealership off of me will help. Yeah, look at all the robins coming out of the woodwork. Had no idea. We got a flock of robins. I'm hoping that that I will get some joy when I'm finally in my car and I get over feeling like I'm too big for my car. I don't know. I'm not sure the city. It's like I Googled it, but it's down and to the left. Is that helpful? No? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a Lexus. It's a Lexus NX, which is smaller than the RX, bigger than the UX. And no one really knows what any of that means. But it's a plug-in hybrid, and I'll just be happy I have a car and I won't let anybody in it. Mm-hmm. The Leans and the Robins getting together. Yeah, it's the spring, so all the robins have appeared. I have a 6-foot boyfriend who drives a Mini Cooper. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I'm Irish with two redheaded sons. Wow. I got the NX plug-in hybrid. And so should get great mileage. And then I have to start working on getting the electrician here and then ordering the, yeah, I guess my spring break is next week when I have kidney surgery. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It is a smaller car. I know, Faye. I already am freaking out about it. I'm a little nervous. It'll be fine. I am not responsible for three kids anymore. I'm not responsible. I've got three dogs and one of them curls up on the floor. So, yeah, it should be fine. It'll be fine. Right? So we'll see. But, that's today. And, gonna start writing for my class. I have a friend who's getting a new hip today. I would love to get a new hip. How long will you be in the hospital? Just a couple hours, Geraldine. They don't play around. It's an outpatient procedure. So I'm getting to know a lot of names during the birthday announcements. I love it. I know, it's kind of nice. It should be fun. So I showed a picture to my mom. I just, oh, they took a picture and it was, it looks really, so the guy at the dealership sent me some pictures of the actual car and I was like, oh, that's nice. I showed it to my mom. She goes, why has it got a big dent in it? I said, that's not a big dent in it. It's what the car looks like. No, look at it. It's got a big dent in it. Okay. All right. So it's not. I said, do you want to see the back? So I show the back. Look, it's got a dent in the back too. I said, okay, we're done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zoom in. Be bopping. It is an SUV. Yeah. Inside and out. Yeah. Marianne, is it your birthday? Happy birthday. Did you get all-wheel drive? I don't know, Barb. I don't know. And then I was reading the things it does. Like, my car was, I've never bought a new car. So this was like a big deal. The whole thing's a big deal. I know you can't tell from my face. I was looking and I was like, what do you think that means? What do you think this means? Mm-hmm. I don't know, Christine probably. Sailor, she's looking for news to take the PIs out of her finger from her. What is the PIs, Krista? I will say a prayer for your daughter, for anybody having surgery. I bought a Lexus NX. Pins in her fingers. All right, Krista, we'll send some good juju out to your daughter. Oh my gosh, you want to hear a funny story? Did I tell you this story? This is funny. So, you know, I rent the house out. I think I told you. I don't know. I rent the house out down the shore. And anytime somebody tries to rent the house, like we rent to families. We're a family rental. We're not a party house. And so anytime a rental comes through and says, like, it's going to be five adults, already my flags go up, right? But you got to, like, just watch how you talk to people, like to say, like, you know. So now I say to people, I notice that it's all adults in your party. We are a family friendly house and we do not allow parties. So I try to say that as nice as possible. Just try to say like, where are you going with this party? Right. He says, oh no, it's not a party. It's just that your house is very close to my family's house and we are all getting together. And I said, okay, but just letting you know, like, no parties. And he said, he wrote back. He's like, don't worry. It's not a party. I'm getting ordained a priest on this day. And then the next day I'm getting together with my family. So myself and some of the other seminarians are coming down to celebrate. And I was like, okay, you know what? You're good. It's cool. Yeah, no, that actually, if you could just say some prayers, get the juju out, whatever you need to do. Sure. Yeah. You, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can get three houses and then stick all the kids in one house. No. Mm-hmm. He was like, lady, I'm pure. Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I was like, yeah, go ahead. No. And I said, I should, and I was telling my mom, she's like, you got the priest coming? I go, that's what I told him. I told my mom, I'm going to be so excited. I said, they're going to love it. And I said, I should tell them, you need an Italian lady to come? Because she'll make all the food for you. She said, I'd love to do it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he can bless it while he's at it. That's what I said. I said, listen, if you can just bless it on the way out, it'd be great. You guys could come every year and just, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would love to cook for the priests. She would love it. Yeah, priest partying like it's not. Watch, it'll be trashed. I'll be like, oh, it's so funny. So funny. I've met some really nice people. Though it's been nice. So it was funny. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I was like, I don't know if they drink bourbon or not, but, would you rent girls? We are all 62 plus. This year will be our 31st year of girls weekend. What, Marlene? I don't know. Sure. Okay. Listen, no parties unless you bring a priest. All right. And everybody at your party has to have the name Lean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bottles of altar wine all over the place. I'd be like, oh, they was either having a party or a big mass up in here. Yeah. I don't know. It was funny. Have you ever had any guest damage, anything? I still remember, Bob, remember when you were like, somebody stole your toaster? Was it your toaster? That was funny. No, I think actually my first runner was probably my worst. And that they had, it was during COVID. And they had like a dog bed that they brought. They left it. It was covered in poop. They had masks. And this was like deep in the pandemic. They had their masks. They left them all on the island, I guess, for me to clean up. Like, deep in the pandemic. Then I went upstairs and they had, we had, one of the dressers was new from Wayfair. And, you know, you anchor it to a wall. They had pulled it out of the wall. So there's a big hole in the wall. And, yep, they killed the plants. They didn't water the plants. And then upstairs, there was like a bucket of paint or something. And I didn't know what it was. And I was like, what is this? And then Brooke comes over and she was like, oh, that's tie-dye. And I was like, what? She's like, that's a tie-dye kit. I said, they were doing tie-dye in my house? I was not happy. Yeah. So I was like, do I have to put on here, like, don't do tie-dye in my house? I don't know. Yeah. But no one, I haven't had, knock on wood. Heather. I don't even know what to tell you. If anybody can answer, Heather. There was one family. Yeah. There was one family, Tracy, where we would leave a bottle of wine down there, and Jim decided to leave a couple of the bottles in the fridge. And I was like, why did you leave them all down there? And we're supposed to bring one down each time. He's like, no, we told them that they could have one. And I said, but you left them. And they drank them. Of course they did. Yeah. We've had rugs disappear. One runner had the rental agency buy a bath mat and then took it with them. Oh. Mm-mm. No, but I've never rented to a priest, so I don't know. Alejandra, you're so funny. We'll go to the kind of party together. Oh, what, Judy? Did leave a brand new wheelchair all wrapped up. No idea what happened there. What? Wow. I did not warn the priest about the honey door. I'm hoping I won't have to bring it up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyway, well, listen, a lot going on here. I'm going to try and get myself together. There's more. I'm going to try to form complete sentences by tomorrow. If I can get myself together, then I will try to go live we want, for the Love is Blind reunion. I know. Go pick up your car. I'm going to just drive around. It's all the voices in my head, Alejandra. Thank you for clarifying. That sounds right, Joyce. But anyway, like this afternoon sometime, I'm not quite sure. It's all blur, Shakendra. I have to look stuff up. I have to go. Is everybody doing their taxes now? I have to go do that today. What a great day. Mm-hmm. Can you post the time you're going to go live so I can wait to watch? It'll be whatever time they go live with the show. Is it 8 or 9 tonight? Yeah, no taxes. No, the car's there and so everything should go through today. So then I said to him, well, you know, when is my appointment? He was like, well, your appointment's at 3:00. I think I told you. And he was like, you know, and we'll do our best to get you in then. I go, well, I'm coming from almost 2 hours away. So I'm hoping the fact that I have an appointment. He's like, yeah, but I mean, if other people are here, I'm like, but that's why people make appointments. He's like, I mean, sometimes we're backed up. And you're like, do you know, I'm buying a car. I had to get a loan. I'm buying a car. Already got our tax refund, booked a trip to Cozumel. It's amazing. There's a shore house on or near water. Where is it? We're about 2 blocks from water. So it's walkable. It's very exciting. Oh, good, Alejandra. Yeah, I don't understand it. So anyway, well, thanks for watching. Yeah, I don't think you understand what a reservation is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, Dee. Well, that's the thing, is everything's done. I was like, I have my license plates. I'll bring them with me. Everything's done. Yeah. I compiled it in the new year. Ours are done using the refund. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Bob. All right, everybody. Well, listen, we're slowly getting back to ourselves and it'll be great. I have a couple more days with this kidney. Great. And this kidney stone. And then, yeah, it'll be great. And we're going, oh, Dayton is coming up. So if anybody is near Dayton, Ohio, and would like to come to a show, we'll be out there in early April. You can go to onefunnymother.com for more info. And that's it. So, yeah, I don't have Easy Pass. Thanks, Joyce, for reminding me. I have to get a new one. All right. That's it for us, everybody. Have a great day. Like Judy says, from Saskatoon, do something nice for yourself or others today. And I look forward to being back tomorrow feeling even better than I'm feeling today. And we'll go from there. Yes, Alejandra. All right. Have a great one, everybody. Thanks for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.